it's fun looking back at the memory and thinking how far we've come, how fast the week has gone by, and where we are now. You guys have been an incredible group. I can't tell you how proud I am of every single one of you. The attitudes that you have had this week have been phenomenal. And the way that you have loved on each other, have reached out to each other, is just this has been one of the most memorable YXLs that I think I've been to. And it kind of hit home last night. John Ranheim and I were talking to each other and talking about you guys and going on and on about how awesome you are. And it struck us, you know, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, my kids and John's kids are going to be here at YXL. And you guys are going to be counselors. And some of you are going to be speakers. And it's just it floored me for a moment to think how good God is and how faithful he is to raise up generations, generation after generation, to carry his word forward. And so thank you for the week that you've given me, for the memories you've given me. I appreciate it. I want to open up the mic now. It's that time of the week. Not open mic. We did that last night. But this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to share with others what the Lord has done in your life this week. I want to encourage you to share from your heart about what's going on. You know, we've all made a lot of good friends, and you all have counselors that you love and all that stuff, but I want to try to limit the shout-outs as much as we can and testify to the work that the Lord has done in our hearts. So if you want to share anything about the week, come on down.
Can I remove this? Okay, so, hi Michael. Hi Ethan. Okay, so, I'm going to share a little about what's happened this past year and what God has done in this week. So, this past year has been kind of rough. On New Year's Eve, my best friend committed suicide. On 2 months later, my brother was admitted into a rehab center for drug use and violence and a lot of other stuff. And then a couple weeks ago, I found out that my mom has colon cancer. And then 2 weeks ago, I found out that my teacher died of colon cancer. So I was really upset, to say the least. But I came here, and I was really hoping for healing and for a fellowship with all you guys, and that's exactly what I got. God really used this week to open up my eyes to so many things. I was depending a lot on what I was feeling, and what I was feeling was anger and emptiness and just raw depression, and I struggled with that a lot, but like in this past seminar, it was amazing. Like when we just asked questions, and I asked Patrick Tabano, like sometimes I feel like I depend on my feelings, and he said, you know, you need to depend on what you know is true, and what I know is true is that God promises to protect me, and I know that there's something glorious coming, and so now I can't wait to go home because I'm excited to serve others and to just be a new person, healed and working through all the things that have happened. So with that being said, I want to make one shout out to Christiana. She's like my other half here, and I wouldn't have gotten through half the stuff that I did without her. She always knows how to put a smile on my face, and and I love her dearly. All right, that's it. Bye, guys.
Aww. So I'd like to start with a couple shout-outs. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, okay, though. Nobody caught that. Just like to say that this week has really opened my eyes to a lot of new things about myself and about how I treat others and how I interact with everyone and how I interact with myself, how I think. And it's just been a really great eye-opener, and I really needed it. And I'm hoping that I can, you know, take everything I've learned this week from the seminars, from the worship we've done, from just our counselors. Shout out to Brett. And I just hope that I can apply that to my life and that I can live for Christ, because I know I haven't completely been living for Christ, and so I need to do that, and I've realized that. So, yeah, and it's been a pretty awesome week. So shout out to YXL.
I'm Lucas, and in this past year, my grandma got Alzheimer's, and it hit her really hard, and it's broken my family apart, and it's hard for me to deal with that. And then my mom got hit by GI cancer, and I don't really want to explain that, but if you know what GI is, it's really bad, and thankfully she got through it. But it also hit during football season, and it hurt because I was playing for her, not for God or my family. And then a few weeks ago, I realized that my grandma didn't know God, and kind of hurt that I didn't try enough. And I've been waiting every day just to get a phone call from my dad saying, my grandma's dead, and I don't want that to happen. But thank God it hasn't yet. And that, as I came this week, I was really worried about how I was going to react to everyone. And I was really happy to see you guys. And you guys brought me back. So thank you. And T-Boy Fresh, you brought me back faster than anybody else here did. Because when you came out and you were happy and smiling that you were out, it just made me happy that I was out and that you were there with me. And that Brett and Billy, thank you for dealing with my farts. Goodbye.
It's been a rough couple of years. I don't really want to go into detail, but every year I really look forward to YXL. It just, everything always applies to what I'm struggling with. And this year I came and I was so looking forward to hearing exactly what I wanted to hear. It wasn't what I got, but it was exactly what I needed to hear. And that was get over yourself and serve others and really love them, because Jesus served us and was just... He loves us so much, and I hope that I can now be willing to serve everyone, whether I believe they deserve it or not, because Jesus served me when I definitely didn't deserve it, and I can serve them because I know I'm really serving him in the process. I just want to thank you all so much for putting this together and for being so wonderful. I love you all.
All right, I'm going to try not to be, I'm going to try not to make really embarrassing metaphors this year. I had a really rough year. Last year at YXL, I felt that I was so changed and everything was going to be so good and my life was going to be perfect. You know, I was going to go back and just love God and just be so on fire. Then school started. And I actually wasn't admitted back into my theater program as I had hoped for. because I've been failing my grades, and my depression was already really bad, so that was another reason why I had left public school. I didn't want to get out of bed in the morning. I had no motivation. I didn't want to do anything. And I know that I smile a lot and I laugh a lot, but it's really hard for me to be alone and be alone in my thoughts, because sometimes it's really scary. And it was a really rough year that I was struggling with depression. And my uncle went to prison, and that was really scary for me to deal with. My little brother has anger management problems, bipolar, and he has depression. He's only 9. My mom also suffers from severe depression. And trying to deal with my own problems surrounded by so many people who are also struggling was something that was really hard for me to deal with, because I wanted to be served, you know? I wanted to be the one that was going to be saved. I wanted help. I wanted somebody to come and fix me. And I tried fixing myself. Clearly that didn't work out. But I was looking forward to YXL, but I had so many other things that I was looking forward to for the rest of the summer. And then I came. And I cried like an infant fresh out the womb the first 2 days. I cried because I really did, because it's not what I wanted to hear, because I wanted to fix myself and I wanted to have the achievement of saying I did it all by myself and I'm perfect, which obviously is incorrect. But what? Well, if you say so. And all week it was just kind of pulling and tugging at my heart, you know, that I can't fix myself and I'm not perfect. No matter how badly I want to be perfect, and no matter how badly I want to show everybody that I can do it all on my own, that I'm perfect and I don't need help, I do. I need help just as much as every one of you guys do, no matter how big or how small your problems are. And the talk about death in the last sermon, that really hit me hard, because death has been a big subject in my past year, because a lot of my friends have been suffering from depression as well. And it kills me knowing that somebody else goes through the same pain and the same suffering and the same hurt that I've ever felt. The helplessness, the hopelessness, the emptiness. And to know that they wanted to die was so heart-wrenching for me, because I know how that felt. And when he asked, you know, have you ever contemplated your death? Have you? I have. And it's the scariest thing of my life, because I would go to bed not wanting to wake up in the morning. I would stay in bed hoping that I didn't ever have to get out. Look where I am now. I'm surrounded by wonderful friends who are not only awesome, hot, beautiful, but are super... You guys are all super encouraging, because especially with the personality things that we've been doing lately, we're all so different. Like, some of us have certain personalities that are similar. Like, some of us are expressives, but some of us are introverts and extroverts. And it's just so different to see all the different dynamics, but how well we all get along. And it's not because of our personalities. It's because of Christ, and that Christ can't fix me. I mean, I can't fix myself. No, no, that's a lie. That's a lie. No, 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 no. Rewind. I can't fix myself. Only Christ can. That is what I was saying. Great. I'm going to get... Awesome. Okay, I'm going to get this for the next 2 years. Okay. Only Christ can, and I can't fix myself. And you can't fix yourself either. Only Christ can. And we're all imperfect and hot.
I have to say thank you all you guys for getting to know you guys this past week. Like, all you guys. Like, even if I talk to you, like, 3 minutes or 30 hours, I don't know. But, yeah. So I have to say, like, the past 3 months, I've been struggling with, like, the idea of serving. Like, I always thought the main thing of serving was evangelism. I don't know. That was just a big thing running through my mind. But I was absolutely terrified of doing it because I have, like, no experience in it. I felt like I didn't have any resources of how to learn and so on. But so then thinking about it, running through my mind, trying to talk to friends about it, I looked towards YXL kind of as an idea, and the theme was fit for service. And my first impression was like, well, I'm kind of scared now. What if I'm not fit for service? I'm going to go there. I'm a struggle. I'm not going to have a good week. I was excited to come, but I was terrified. So I have to say, coming here and learning that we are all fit for service in our own ways was like mind-blowing for me. It was like hearing everybody has their own gifts. You always hear that. You hear that from your parents. You hear that from your teachers. You hear that, whatever, from your pastors. But hearing it in this sense really like hit me in a way that it gave me hope in that I can serve God in the way I can, and that I'm not going to serve God in all the ways that he wants me to. We can work together as a church to fit all the needs that we need to serve, like, because we all have different personalities. And that was really powerful to me this week. And I thank you all for supporting me, encouraging me this whole week, because I was totally discouraged for like the past month about that whole subject. So thanks, you guys.
Hello, everyone. I have three shout-outs. One, first of all, is ultimately to God for bringing me here and for having an awesome week. Two is to the Zion Youth Group and Patrick Myron. I was in a big hole, a deep hole, and you guys pulled me out, and you love and supported me, and I want to thank you guys for that. Also, my last shout-out, sorry about this, there we go, is to all of you guys for just loving on me and caring for me and just being here. One thing I want to encourage you guys is this year I have really just allowed God to just invade my heart and take full control. And that is a blessing for me because I'm encouraged to be successful in the future and to just ultimately love. And I want to thank you guys for helping me do that. Thank you.
Yeah, hey everybody. I'm Brooks's sister, if you didn't know already. I'm Kylie. Hey, happy birthday. Anyway, this was my first year at here. Yeah, it's a lot different on this side of the microphone, just saying. Anyway, this was my first year here at YXL. And I have to admit, like, I've always wanted to come with my youth group at ACPC, but it's been really hard because, if you don't know, I'm a dancer, and every summer, dancers are usually expected to go train somewhere, and that would always overlap with this fun camp. So, you know, I had to go, but this summer was my first opportunity that I didn't have to go away and dance. So, of course, you know, I'm going to take the first chance I get. But as summer was coming closer, I was a little bit nervous because, you know, everyone over the years has told me, you should go to YXL. It's awesome. and I never really knew what that meant. And, you know, I'd go to church after YXL, and all the YXL people kind of were like, yeah, YXL's awesome. And, you know, I had no idea what they're talking about. So, you know, I was a little nervous, like, what is this going to be like? And, you know, I had gone through kind of a hard time this past year at the ballet school. It's a very challenging work environment. I didn't have a great support at my church in Canada. It was very secular, and I was just feeling really down and looking for Christian fellowship. So, you know, I was hoping to find that here. And that was the one thing that, you know, I was like, okay, well, I'm kind of nervous about this, but I'm really excited to spend a week surrounded by people who just love the Lord and who just, you know, share that fellowship. And I'm really happy to say that this week has exceeded my expectations just like 1,000%. And, you know, it was funny, I was thinking today about the Grace Talk yesterday, where I think, you know, where we learned that, you know, sometimes we think that heaven is going to be boring. And that really struck me because, you know, you do. You picture a bunch of people floating around in clouds with little harps or whatever. I don't know. Whatever you think it's going to be. But when I've been, you know, singing with you guys and doing activities and hiking and, you know, talking with my group and, you know, being in the cabin and just this whole week, every second, I have just felt this incredible, like, peace and love. Because, like, suddenly instead of being surrounded by people who are looking at you to mess up and expecting you to judge them, I'm surrounded by people who are just filled with Christ's love. And I think, you know what? Praying last night, that for me was a picture of heaven. And, I mean, heaven's going to be, like, how many times greater than anything that's here on earth? So if heaven is like a million trillion times better than YXL, then it's not going to be boring at all. It's going to rock. So I'm out of high school, so I'm not sure that I will be back to YXL until maybe one day I'm a counselor. But if I don't see you guys again until heaven, all I can say is I'm really excited to see you all there because it's going to be awesome. So thanks.
Sorry, I don't like static things. Okay. Not going to try to break that. All right. I talked to my small group a little bit about this the other night, and I kind of want to be honest with you guys, with myself, that coming into this as my third year of YXL, I honestly didn't see it as a time for learning, as a new opportunity to kind of expound my knowledge and wisdom and God's impact in my life. You know, I had done it for 2 years. I felt like I had been able to absorb all of the knowledge and information God could give me. I felt, you know, hey, I'm set. And I was coming back to YXL, you know, maybe just a little bit of a refresher on some things I was forgetting, meet some new friends. You know, it's going to be awesome to see some old people that are awesome too. So all of that combined, I was looking forward to, but the thing I was not looking at and not examining was my own pride in my own knowledge and my own ability to try to compound God's word into a little box and say that this is what it is. But Britton's first sermon about how we're comfortable in our lives, of how God says that the waves are going to be too big and that he's going to go too fast, that just completely shattered all of my pride. It basically took my self-reliance and said, you know what? This is completely worthless because of the fact that Christ already made it worth something. Christ made it priceless, and you're trying to put a price on it yourself. And it's something that I didn't realize at first, and my own pride was I'd just become comfortable in the mundane. God had blessed me so much over the last few months that no real harm or tragedy happened to me. I mean, there were my little ups and downs here and there, but God had blessed me so much that I'd become comfortable in the mundane. And I wasn't feeling like I should be learning anything new. I was proud in my own reliance in what God had put around me without even realizing what he actually did. So coming here just completely shattered that in my mind. And it's really just comes back to the fact that it's not about me. It's not about you. It's not even about us. It's about the legacy, but even more than that, the legacy we leave behind through the service Christ gave to us first. Without that, our self-reliance is absolutely worthless. We can't do anything outside of that, and it's something I hadn't realized. I came in wondering, okay, fit for service, great, now I get to figure out what kind of projects I need to go do later. No, it's not about the projects, it's about the people you talk to, the information you gather, the ways God speaks to you and shows you that he already did the service for you. So I want to encourage all of you that if you have pride in your own comfort, you have pride in the blessings that God's given you, or even just you have great self-reliance, remember that if you rely on that, it's completely worthless. And don't make the same mistake I did in thinking, oh, coming back to YXL isn't going to completely explode the door open in my knowledge of what God really has planned for me and for everyone here. Because if you do, then you take for granted something that is completely priceless and that is completely beautiful. So I just encourage you, if you are coming back next year, to not take that for granted. And if you aren't coming back next year, I hope God continues to bless you and yet you continue to realize that the mundane is something that you can constantly be glorifying God for. Thank you.
We didn't plan this, by the way. I just want to start by saying that I thank God for each and every one of you in every way. You have no idea, which what a huge blessing and just a privilege it is to know that we have this kind of community. We have this kind of this bond with each other, you guys, and it's not something we should take lightly. I made the huge mistake of doing so lately, and not just with people here, but even out of my family, and I in the past year, I've let myself become proud, I've let myself become selfish, I've thought that I can do this stuff by myself, and I can't do it. I can pretend like I know what's going on. I can say to other people, yeah, I'm fine. I never have been. For the past, I don't know, it must be almost 2 years now, I've just been making some huge mistakes. Self-esteem related mistakes, and some of you know about it. And you know, that's like the ultimate, the things I do are the ultimate acts of telling God, you screwed me up. The things I did is basically taking myself and putting it in front of God and saying, God, this ain't good enough for me. It's a lack of trust. It's a lack of faith in what God is doing. It's just straight out rebellion, you know? And it doesn't look like that from the outside. It doesn't look like rebellion. It just looks like depression. But I mean, if you really get down to the heart of it,
wanting to be in control. It's selfish in the deepest possible level. And this is, you know, everything I'm telling you guys tonight is all stuff that I tell myself over and over again, thinking that somehow I can convince myself to stop. And being here at YXL, this being my last year, I guess I just, it kind of really kind of heightened my I guess my sense of learning. Just, and what God has shown me this week is that, one, just that I'm His, and I always will be. And two, that it's not my job to figure this stuff out. It's not even my job to really even fix it, because I can't do that on my own. My job on this earth is to listen to God and to say, God, I am yours. And you are going to do the best thing possible for my life. And how often do we forget that? And it's affected everyone around me. And I know I've kind of already confessed that much of it, but I just want to say right now that for all of you in this room who I have ignored, who I have even slightly even laid aside a little bit, I just want to say I'm sorry. And I'm going to go home. I'm going to love my family like a son is supposed to love his family. And God is going to carry out his work through you and through me and throughout all of eternity.
And bacon strips. So, I haven't gone to camp since I was like in fifth grade. I went to Sky Ranch, and I've always had anxieties, and the amount of people, it just, I didn't enjoy myself. I didn't like the crowds of people, and I didn't know half, didn't know quarter, didn't know like 16th of them, and it just really freaked me out how many strange faces there were. And so I had not gone to camp until this year, and I'd never gone to YXL. And coming here, I was pretty nervous. And the first day, I probably didn't say anything to anyone. And this is where it gets different than Sky Ranch. It's because all of you people are just amazing. And, like, I was expecting not to say anything to anyone the whole week, but I started saying stuff, and hugs and bacon strips, and you guys are awesome. You brought me out of my shell. And it was really fast, because crowds really freak me out. I get, like, panic attacks. I tried to go to some kind of graduation, the graduation party for a school of mine at the end of the year, and I was just terrified how many people there were. And, you know, there aren't as many of you as there are at a graduation party or a football stadium or thing, but these are enough people. These are definitely enough people to make me on edge, and I'm not on edge at all. I'm up here in front of you guys. You guys are awesome. You'd think after my second year coming at YXL, I'd stop underestimating how awesome this camp is. Now, last year, I'll be honest, I did not have the highest expectations for YXL. I mean, I'd heard how great it was from all the people that came to church and came back, and it was so awesome, you have to go. So I went, and I enjoyed it, and I loved it, far exceeded my expectations, and came home a different person. And I made the same mistake this year. Came to YXL thinking, okay, well, how great could it be? I'll tell you how great it could be. It was awesome. And the two things that I think God really did and God really changed in me were, first of all, he destroyed the sense of pride that I just naturally have. I mean, it's my personality and just the way that I am. I just feel like I can do it myself, and I have this sense of self-reliance coming here. And what God really did is he destroyed that. Through the amazing lectures and seminars that we heard through this entire camp, God really took that and showed me that it's not me. It's not me relying on myself. It's me relying on God and the work that he did through Christ. And that was a really important message that I think I really needed to hear. And I want to thank all the speakers, even the two amazing guys that were singing Call Me Maybe that are on our way now. They did an amazing job, and it was just the most awesome week ever. And the second thing that I think that was really important that God did here is really changed what I thought service meant. Now, coming here, I always thought that service meant going on a mission trip to Africa or Uganda or Mexico or something. But really, never really thought service was just how you relate to other people. And that was never something I really considered. But through the lectures at this camp, I was kind of able to understand more that service isn't just about us going and doing something radical in another country. It's the way we relate to others and the way we relate to our family and our friends. And that was a really important message, and I'm really glad that God sent me here to learn those two important messages. And I challenge you, if you struggle with something like self-reliance and you struggle with pride, that God would have used this camp to destroy that in you and really show that it's up to him and it's not up to us. Thank you.
Hi. Cry about it. So this past year was kind of hard for my family. In February, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, and shortly after that, my dad had a mini stroke, and that was really hard because he's in prison, so we, like, couldn't really do anything for him. And so, like, I've just been having a really hard time with, like, being angry at God because I was thinking that I was, like, his fault. And so I kind of, like, went through this phase where, like, I wasn't really, like, following God because I was just really upset. And so kind of YXL, I just, like, really wanted to, like, kind of renew my faith and just, like, get a better picture of, like, what God's, like, really calling me to do. And I feel like going home, like, I'll be able to, like, better serve my family and, like, take challenges and, like, not be, like, as upset with God. So thanks.
I haven't heard that my entire life, okay? this is like really out of my comfort zone for those of you who know me. Anyway, so this is my fourth and last year at YXL. And for those of you who look at YXL and are like, the change happens at camp and then each camp is different. And you learn something new at each camp. I would like to say that my testimony is very different. Each year teaches me the exact same thing over and over and over. And you'd think you'd learn it after once, twice, and three times. And then the fourth year, you're like, oh, crud, I still didn't learn it. And that's really quite frustrating, actually. But the fourth year and the third, second, and first year will teach you the same thing, that God is completely in control, that he will never let you go, and that you should trust him in all things, and that you should have faith that he will always be there. That's really what the gospel really comes down to in multiple ways. And that assurance will carry you through anything. And in that, I'd also like to mention, I'm sorry, I have to do shout-outs. My counselors from the first year, they're not all here, so Sam Pepke, thank you for meeting my freshman self, which, like, I'm afraid to remember. Patrick Poteet for my sophomore self, which was an improvement on my freshman self, but still very scary. My last year's counselors are not here, and then this year, Annette and Michael, thank you again. And then thank you, you all. I enjoy coming back to YXL every year because I get to see that there is a church and there are people in it that do love God, even in a world in which sometimes it feels like you're very alone as a Christian.
Hey, guys. I'm Drew, if you don't know me. But I love you, Ethan. This was my second year at YXL, and I'll admit, going to Glorieta last year, I was kind of bumming having to leave the beach to go, you know, out to New Mexico and to a camp I've never been to, and I didn't really go to many summer camps before that. And this year, I was packed a week early, and it was way different. I left YXL last year completely changed, but going home, it really made me realize how alone I felt because, I mean, I'm surrounded almost completely by, like, non-believing friends and a lot of family. And it's hard sometimes, like, to just, hold on. Okay. I'm kind of at a loss for words right now. I wasn't even going to really get up here, but I was kind of forced, but YXL is honestly, the last year and this year, the greatest week out of both of these years for me, because coming back into this environment surrounded by all of you, knowing I won't be judged for who I am, for just for me as a person, and it's just so comforting to know, like, all of you, like that was said before, I'm going to get to spend an eternity with all of you amazing people in heaven, and that is a great thought, and that is helping me with my fear of death, honestly. I mean, I fear death, but knowing, like, looking out at all of you just diminishes it. And I feel like God has really changed my heart because, especially before last year, like, my life was in definitely the wrong direction. And so I just want to thank all of you. I want to thank definitely Brett and Andrea for a great counselors. And also just everyone in my group, you know, making me feel at home and making me feel special. And, of course, the Bat Cave. You know. Nothing compares. So, I don't know. I'm going to stop making a fool of myself. I love you guys and can't wait to see you next year.
Basically, this last year, like everybody else, has been really hard on me. Just a lot of stuff happened after YXL that I was kind of hoping wouldn't happen. But I guess coming to this week, I wasn't really expecting anything, just because last year, like, it was, like, affected for me. But going home, I just felt really defeated, I guess. And so I had no expectations coming in at all. And it just kind of blew my mind. Like, every single sermon was exactly what I needed to hear. And it answered almost, like, pretty much all of my questions that could be answered. And I wish I could thank them, except for they're not here. But when I can't remember if it was Britton or Ryan who said, like, God calls you to go serve in other people's nightmares, that, like, really hit home for me, because this past year that's pretty much all I did. And it was kind of discouraging just because I didn't have, like, a really solid faith to back up going into other people's nightmares. And now that I know that, like, that's kind of a calling that I think that God has put on my heart, it's a lot easier to think about that, to actually think about doing that again, even though it was so hard this past year. And I'm just so thankful that for everyone here who, like, helped me regain my faith, basically, and, I don't know, I guess, like, increase my knowledge of it so that I can go into other people's nightmares, except this time not for, like, me to help them for, like, my appreciation, but for God's appreciation, so that I can show them Jesus. And, yeah, basically I'm excited to go back now because I want to be able to see how God works in my life and in my friends' lives. So thank you.
You're all were dumb listening to the Bible and lectures and everything. Oh no. So since I have a tendency to not hold it together, I'm gonna start by reading a couple verses that have really been a testament just for the past year since YXL. You guys may have heard me kind of mention a few of these things in my prayers. The first one is Hebrews 4:15-16. It says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace and help in time of need." What that verse is saying is that we're going to have trials. We're going to have issues on a day-to-day basis. It's going to be boring. The waves are going to get bigger, and they're going to be faster. But what the word says is that we don't have to do it on our own. We already know the outcome. That's Jesus Christ dying on the cross for us. By his grace, we are saved, as we read in Ephesians. The second thing I'd like to read here is Philippians. It's a little bit long, so bear with me here. It's Philippians 3:7-14. It says, "But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ, Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I might gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but which comes from the faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his suffering, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead." I want to focus on these last two verses. A couple of you I've turned to during dinner or supper and said, "Isn't it going to be awesome when we get to go to heaven?" It's going to be one big party, I'll tell you that. Let's look at this last part. "Not that I have already attained this, or I'm already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have already made it my own, but the one thing that I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of being called upward to God in Christ Jesus." Isn't that encouraging? That we can have our trials, we can have our sufferings, And yet, we know that we're pushing on for something bigger. We don't have to say, I have to conquer this trial on my own. We can know that Christ has already done that, and for that, we are alive in Christ. This past year, I've gone through a lot. Like Christiana said, a lot of us smile. But behind every smile is sadness. Because, you see, that's what happened when sin entered the world. We don't have perfection anymore. We don't have the way it was in the garden, perfect community with God. There's sadness. There's pain. There's death. There's cancer. But we hold on to the prize. We are straining towards that. That is our goal. Not because of something we've done, but because of Christ Jesus. This past year, I'd forgotten that. You see, I thought that to do something big, I had to do it. But things aren't going to be big. And I was hit hard by that. Every single sermon that we heard from Britton and Ryan, it hit home. It was that they're talking to me. That's my story from the past year. I just want to share with you what my experience, my expectations were coming into YXL this year, but as I wrap up. Last year, I didn't know what to expect. I've shared this with my group, so I'm sorry if you're hearing this for the third or fourth time, but I didn't know what to expect. And God worked in amazing ways. He broke me down. He said, Spencer, I'm bigger than you. You don't have to do it on your own. The final score is already done. You're mine. And that hit me hard. And I was encouraged by that. And this year, I'd had a lot of baggage, especially within the past couple months. And I came to YXL hoping that something big would happen, that I'd have this radical change. And the first couple days, I didn't experience that. In fact, I was going through the motions, and I was trying to get into it, and I wasn't. But a couple nights ago, God said, even though you may not feel me right at the beginning of the week, when you get up, at the end of the day, every single day when you go to bed, every single end of the week, I am there with you, holding your hand, and you don't have to do it on your own. So if there's those of you that are out there right now that are trying to do it on your own, and maybe this week hasn't gotten through to you, let me encourage you in this. Christ Jesus loves you. That's not just some doctrine made up. That's not just some saying that, oh, Jesus loves you. No, guys, that's the truth. This right here is the truth. And Jesus says, Spencer, you and your brothers and sisters right here are mine. And I realized that Wednesday night. I realized that I didn't have to do it on my own. So I just want to thank all of you so much for smiling, for saying hi, wishing me a happy birthday today. It was so encouraging for me because I know that in this life, I don't have to do it on my own either. I have all of you. I have my brothers. I have my sisters. So I want to encourage you, come around one another. Even the people that are smiling, they have hurt. The people that don't admit it and maybe don't pray about it or come up here tonight, they have hurt. We all do. That's the consequence of sin entering the world. So the next time you just see someone, I encourage you, just give them a hug. Ask them how they're doing. Because that does so much more than you know. So much more. So I thank you for doing that to me. Because I'm not Superman. I may be 6'9", but I'm not Superman. Maybe I am, but no, I'm not. No. So thank you so much. I don't know if I'm coming back next year. I really hope I do. I love each and every one of you. Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And I can look at each and every one of you, even though I may not know all of your names, because there's a lot of people here, I may know all of you, but I can look you in the eye at any moment and say, sister or brother, I love you, and I will do whatever it takes to help you. I will lay down my life for you. Do that for someone else. Say hi. Give them a hug, because that's what it was for me. I'm not Superman, but having my brothers and sisters here, it makes me feel like Superman. So thank you so much.
Spencer, you may be one of those guys who comes back here as a preacher in a couple years. I don't know. Amen. This is like my favorite part of the whole camp. I don't know if you, it like gives me goosebumps. Like this, and like when you guys pray after the messages together, it's kind of like the same experience. It makes me sad that Britton and Ryan aren't here. Because I can't tell you how much joy it brings a minister of the gospel to see what the Lord is doing in the lives of his children. What? Oh, we'll send it to him. That'd be great. No, but praise the Lord, huh? Praise the Lord for what he does in the midst of all of our mess. And